Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Food items that we need to look out for, that prices that are going to be increasing. This is something that we need to keep talking about. Keep an eye on price hikes for these food items in South Africa. Mervin Abrams, Program Coordinator at the Pieter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good, thank you. And I hope so does all your listeners.
Thank you. But it's a worry. We are not living in easy times. It's not just people who are severely compromised from a poverty perspective that are feeling the strain. Many people are, as food prices continue to rise. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. So food prices have been on the increase for quite a while, but it has spiked significantly around the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And partly it's to do with the fact that about 30% of our wheat and about 30% of our sunflower seeds, our oil seeds, are imported from the Black Sea region. And currently there are massive wheat deposits there which can't be transported out. And the harvest is also sitting in the field, which is not being harvested, both in Russia and in the Ukraine. And what that is doing, it is driving up global commodity prices. And we're seeing the same impact in South Africa.
Mm. Over what period is this likely to happen?
So I mean, I think what we often don't realize is that, for instance, vegetable oil or palm oil, which, of course, Indonesia has now banned exports from, and they're the biggest supplier globally, is an input into many foods and many cosmetics, including soaps and things like that.
Oi.
So we are often not, we don't know what the various ingredients are. So, for instance, palm oil is a major ingredient for kind of sunflower oil, I mean, vegetable oil. So, and of course, sunflower seeds. So that's bound to impact that area. It's also bound to impact, for instance, margarine, which is also an oil-based. But then we will also see massive spikes in, for instance, wheat prices. So that's cake flour, that's bread, that's cereals, that's, you know, all of those kinds of things. Then we've also had, because of climate change, less harvest of soya bean in South America. And so that's also pushed up the price of soya bean globally. Now, soya bean also is being used in many foods, many processed foods. So, for instance, bologna also has soya bean in, and we've seen bologna already increase by about 51% over the last year, as well as other kinds of foods. But then we also come down to, for instance, corn, maize, which is also a big exporter from the Ukraine and Russia, which is also pushing up global prices. But that, of course, is impacting chicken feed, for instance. So we're seeing potentially, so we are seeing an increase in the price of chicken. But then perhaps the most worrying thing of all is that the fertilizer prices have gone up massively. Now, fertilizers is used by farmers to grow food, fresh vegetables and things like that. So with the difficulty around accessing fertilizer, we don't know really what next year's fresh produce market is going to look like. Because if farmers cannot afford to buy fertilizer, then they can't grow food. So that's bound to impact there as well. So it's a global kind of, a situation in which perhaps the worst-case scenario has just come true, not just for us in South Africa, but also globally for other countries as well.
Are we not protected at all? I mean, we really do have the ability here at this tip of Africa to be pretty reliant when it comes on a lot of when it comes to food, provided we actually act with some efficiency and with some purpose.
Yes, Howard. So that is absolutely true. I mean, in South Africa, so for instance, give one example. So sunflower seeds, we are a big producer of sunflower seeds. We are having a bumper crop this year. So we should be able to supply at least about 80% of our needs internally. But because we're part of the global economy, the way prices is set locally tends to trend at global prices. So, for instance, if the global price increases, then even the price here in South Africa increases in comparison to the global price. So whether it is grown here in South Africa or it is grown in Ukraine, we actually, at the end of the day, pay the same amount for seed flour, sunflower seed. So it's all part of how the global economy has been structured. And actually, I think there is more and more talk globally that we need to start investing locally and secure at least our basic local needs, but as well as building up national reserves. So what many countries do is, so they would have a reserve around their staples, so maize meal, for instance. We should have a massive national reserve in which government buys from the private sector and store, so that when the prices increase and the volatility in prices because of global factors, they can then release some of that into the market, and that kind of cools down the prices. Mm,
mm. But that would require planning.
Exactly, exactly. And we haven't been doing it. And it's not only a fault of government, it is also a fault of the private sector, who keeps on arguing that we should be part of the global chain because it is cheaper. And yes, of course, it is true that it is cheaper as part of the global chain. But then you have these unforeseen crises, and then you're at the mercy of global forces because you do not have sufficient local reserves. So it's both a matter of for government, but also a matter for the private sector and for particularly economists to begin to consider what are the risks we carry for over-reliance on a global supply line.
Mervin Abrams, Program Coordinator at the Peter Marisburg Economic Justice and Dignity, talking to us about the increase in food prices, how we could possibly stave them off and manage, and how we don't.